This is the Stories to Tell podcast. I am Nancy Barnes. Our interview today is with author Jonna Tuttle. Jonna is a life coach who specializes in healing and spiritual growth. Her book, Celestial Marriage, Reflections on Love and Faith, was published in December of 2010. Jonna joins us to share her experience of writing, editing, designing, and self-publishing her book. Jonna, why did you want to self-publish your book?
Well, it was a personal story that I was sharing, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, what I was sharing in a book was going to be my words, and so I wanted a little bit more control over that, and I wanted more of the royalties, so self-publishing was something that I felt was best for me.
Now, how long did it take you to write the book?
I started writing 7 years ago, and I just wrote different thoughts for a couple years, just wrote down my thoughts, and then I stopped writing for about 3 years, and I started writing on another project and realized I wanted to finish what I had already started, and so I got that project out and finished it. So it took quite a few years, but just giving myself the time to have the inspirational thoughts and writing them down and then putting them together. So it did take quite a bit of time.
Now, once you had pulled it together after 7 years of gathering material, what made you decide to work with an editor?
Well, I needed a lot of help because I'm not an English major. I just had a message that I wanted to share, and so I needed help with organization and grammar and just help with getting my voice heard in the message that I wanted to share, and it was really important that I get an editor.
Did my editing improve your draft? Did it change significantly from where you started into the way it wound up?
Oh, definitely. Just more organized, and you really kept my voice throughout, which was really important to me. I read through it. Your editing just really helped what I wanted to say come through a lot more clearer. That's why I felt so important, you know, with the editing, that they can assist you with that, which makes the writer's jobs a lot easier.
How did you feel about the process, the collaboration with an editor? Was that what you expected?
Oh, I felt it was awesome. The feedback was wonderful. You really responded very quickly. You allowed the space for me to do what I need to do, because it was an emotional process for me as well as a spiritual process. And you just gave me the space to, you know, go through the revisions and take as much time as I needed. I didn't feel rushed, or I just allowed myself to go through the process and your feedback. And I just felt like you went through every step with me, and a lot of support that I really didn't expect and was really grateful for.
Thank you. Well, once we finished your rough draft, you also asked us to design your book to prepare it for publishing. Did you ever think about trying to do that yourself?
Oh, I had no idea to even think about the design, and I was really grateful that you offered that service as well. It came out beautiful, and yeah, I would not know how to do that myself.
I remember in designing your book that it was filled with beautiful photographs. It's so much the character of the book that the photographs are illustrating your ideas, and they really create a mood. So for your book, selecting the right image was really important. That was something we also did together. How did we help you with this? Why couldn't you do that on your own, and why did you need help?
Well, it was very challenging to find copyright-free photographs, and so I had to depend on friends to give me photos. You gave me several beautiful photos to add to my book, which I, you know, don't think I could have finished this project without. The book is a very reflective book. I wanted people to ponder and take some time. And so having those beautiful photographs allows people to just be still for a moment and to think and capture the beauty of the photos, capture the beauty of my words. And it just came all together that way.
Tell the story about your book cover, because we changed it, didn't we? Do you like the new version?
Oh, yes, I had originally paid an illustrator to paint the cover for me. I gave her a thought that I wanted, which was a couple, And after I got it and we started working with the photographs inside the book, the cover didn't really match what we had put together before. So we put together a beautiful white, off-white cover with gold rings and just very simple elegance, which was what I wanted. And I couldn't have thought of anything better. I thought it was just perfect for a book.
I remember that very much because it was the one time I felt that I wanted to insist a little bit, because in your desire for simplicity and elegance, you said, let's have a plain white cover. And we kind of compromised. What my idea was to just put golden rays of light kind of streaming down on the cover. And I think it turned out to have this kind of extra element, since your title was Celestial Marriage, the beams of light seemed appropriate to that. But I think it was also just an added dimension to beautify that cover. So I was happy with it too, and I was so happy that you chose to adopt it.
Yes, I was so grateful to you. It came out so beautiful.
After it was all designed, you chose your printer. Now, how did you choose the printer for your book? And are you happy with your choice of printer?
Well, the original printer that I had, I realized it was going to be very expensive for me to go with this printer, because I had done a color book, and I didn't want to charge too much for my book. I wanted people to be able to buy the book and enjoy it. And so I had, discussed that with you, and you gave me an option to go with CreateSpace, which is part of Amazon. They print on demand, which that was another thing I, didn't think of. So I didn't have to put any, money out of my pocket. They do print on demand. They get an order and they print it. And
yes, I think that it's such a big world of printing, and exploring your options can be kind of confusing and challenging. That was perfect for you because you wanted a way to distribute your book. So getting it on Amazon and making it available to your readers was very important to you. What have you done since then to promote the book, to get the word out to people that it's out there?
Well, I started a Facebook page, Andrea's Home, and then I started Twitter. Follow me on Twitter on Celestial Life 8. And then I also made a book trailer on YouTube, and it's just Celestial Marriage Book Trailer. So I'm kind of a self-motivated person, just looking for some ways to put it out there. I also have a radio show on the Blog Talk Radio called Celestial Living. So I'm just doing these little things to help get my book out there and share it, because it feels so good to have it complete.
And I think even if you weren't marketing it commercially, even if you just wanted to share it with family and friends, those are great avenues, because people, view a YouTube video and enjoy that experience in and of itself, and it can lead them to the book and also get them, they'll know you as the author better too. Yeah, and they'll tell the wider world about you too. I saw your YouTube video and I really enjoyed it, by the way. It was charming. So how do people find that YouTube video? What was the name of it?
You punch in Celestial Marriage Book Trailer and you'll see some flowers, pink flowers and a white flower.
So maybe our listeners can go check that out. So tell me, what have you learned about self-publishing from your experience? Is it something you'd want to do again?
Yes, definitely. And I'm looking forward to doing my next book now that I've been through this experience. One thing I would say is just allow yourself to enjoy the process, the creative process, revision. There's a lot of self-awareness as you write. It's just a beautiful process. And so don't try to rush it. Just allow and enjoy the experience. And enjoy the completion as well, as being able to share it is just as rewarding.
Yes. Do you think it'll take you 7 years next time?
No. My next one, hopefully I'm putting the goal of 2 years.
Okay, that sounds very realistic. So did you have a positive experience with us at Stories to Tell? What would you tell other authors about us and our services in the process?
Oh, I think you are the best. I think you allowed me to do what I needed to do, especially not having any experience, not being an English major myself, but having a message that I wanted to share, and your support, your feedback, just the step-by-step process, because you took me through every step, not just the editing, but the design and the help with the printing and the, the photos, and just you were with me every step of the way, and I'm just so grateful to have that kind of support.
Thank you, Jonna. Like every author, Jonna Tuttle had a unique experience with writing, editing, designing, and self-publishing her book. I think her advice to have patience and to enjoy the step-by-step process is wise. Check out her book on Amazon.com if you type into the search Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E, Celestial Marriage. You'll see her book. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to share your experience or comment on what you've heard, please visit our website at www.storiestotellbooks.com or our Facebook page at Stories to Tell Books.